You know how to say like, I like, it's likeable. How did we say that?
Skides.
With skides, if we want to specify what it is we like, we use a marker. And this marker is ga. It's not the ga for but, it has a different function. It tells us the items that we like. So, if you want to say that you like Japan, you would say,
日本が好きです。
Is that Japan or Japanese?
It's I like Japan because we're saying 日本. If we wanted to say I like Japanese, as in I like Japanese language, what would we say? What would be the word for Japanese language?
日本語.
That's it, 日本語. And if we wanted to say I like Japanese language, we've now learnt this new marker, ga. So how would we say I like Japanese language?
日本語が好きです。
日本語が好きです。
And if you wanted to say that you like tennis, so you're specifying that it's tennis you like, how would you say that?
テニスが好きです。
テニスが好きです。
And you want to say that you like sushi, you would say
sushi が好きです。
Sushi が好きです。
And if you wanted to say the word sushi in a more polite way, what would you attach at the beginning?
お寿司が好きです。
お寿司が好きです。
Make sure that お isn't too long. Would you like to say it again, Mickey?
お寿司が好きです。
If you then wanted to bring in the person who likes an item, the person is followed by the marker wa. So I like tennis would be 私はテニスが好きです。So if you wanted to say I like sushi, what would you say?
私は sushi が好きです。
私は sushi が好きです。
And if you wanted to say I like Japanese language, what would you say?
私は日本語が好きです。
私は日本語が好きです。
And you're talking about someone else. He likes golf. How would you say that?
彼はゴルフが好きです。
彼はゴルフが好きです。
And he likes tennis.
彼はテニスが。
It's actually very close to the English tennis. It's tennisu.
テニスが好きです。
彼はテニスが好きです。
We use the same sentence order if we want to talk about something we dislike. The word for dislike or hate is
嫌い。
Think about this image. Kili tells lies. I hate that. 嫌い。R and L, of course, are interchangeable, so...嫌い、嫌い. It's important to know that this is a very strong word and it's okay to use it about things that you hate, but not to use it about people. So how would you say, I hate it or it's hateful to me? That's what you're literally saying in Japanese. Hateful it is. I hate. How would you say that?
嫌いです。
嫌いです。
And then if we want to specify the items that we hate or don't like, what marker will we be using? It works on the same sentence construction as we did with ski. So what will we use after the item that we hate?
Just or?
The reason it isn't or is because it's not a mass verb. What we've been doing with ski is using a new marker. What was the new marker? How did you say, I like Japan?
日本が好きです。
So, the marker that you used to say that you liked Japan, Japan is the item that you like, what was the marker?
が。
が。So, we then use exactly the same construction to talk about things we don't like or things that we hate, using the new word 嫌い. And if you wanted to say, this is hateful, we've got our our rhyming triplet, this, that, that over there. What was this?
Kore.
And that?
Sore.
And that over there?
Are.
Are. So if you wanted to say, this is hateful, how would you say it?
Kore ga kirai.
And
des.
Kore ga kirai desu.
And if you wanted to say, that is hateful, you would say,
Sore ga kirai desu.
Sore ga kirai desu.
And of course, what you're also saying in English, which would be more natural in English, is, I hate that. I don't like that. Remembering that it is a strong word. How would you say, I hate or I don't like sushi?
Sushi ga kirai desu.
Sushi ga kirai desu.
And I hate, I don't like comic books.
Manga ga kirai desu.
Manga ga kirai desu.
And I hate golf.
Gorufu ga kirai desu.
Gorufu ga kirai desu.
If you want to specify who the person is who hates, which marker do we then use, as we did with ski? So if you wanted to say, I hate golf, you would say,
Watashi wa gorufu ga kirai desu.
So the marker for I is?
Wa.
Wa.
Watashi wa gorufu ga kirai desu.
And I hate comic books.
Watashi wa manga ga kirai desu.
Watashi wa manga ga kirai desu.
And he hates sushi.
Kare wa sushi ga kirai desu.
Kare wa sushi ga kirai desu.
We've used wa to talk about the person that does the action. Now we're using wa in a slightly different way. We can think about the wa here as meaning as for, so flagging up the person who likes or hates. So if we said, Watashi wa sushi ga kirai desu, we'd be saying, as for me, sushi is hateful. If we said, Kare wa gorufu ga kirai desu, we would be saying, as for him, golf is hateful. In other words, he hates golf. When we talked about reasons, using therefore or because, what was the word that we used?
Kara.
Kara. And when we said, I want to, and we took away the mas, what did we replace the mas with to say, I want to? It sounds as if you're tying a knot.
Tai desu.
So, if we want to say, I want to eat, we would say,
Tabetai desu.
And I want to drink.
Nomitai desu.
I want to go.
Ikitai desu.
And I want to go there.
Sore ni ikitai desu.
Sore is that. So there is that.
Soko ni ikitai desu.
Now we're bringing in our reason. I like it, therefore I want to go there. How would we say that?
Suki desu. Suki desu kara. Koro ni.
And there.
Soko ni.
Want to go.
Ikitai desu.
好きですから、そこに行きたいです。
Now let's be more specific about what it is that we like. So you want to say, I like tennis, therefore I want to go there.
テニスが好きですから、そこに行きたいです。
テニスが好きですから、そこに行きたいです。
So we're simply attaching to the front of 好き、テニスが。Or whatever the item is, followed by the marker ga. And if we want to be specific about the person, I like tennis. As for me, tennis is likeable. Therefore, I want to go there. How would you say that?
Watashi wa tenisu ga suki desu.
Therefore,
suki desu kara.
I want to go there. There too, I want to go.
そこに行きたいです。
私はテニスが 好きですから、そこに行きたいです。
How would you say, I dislike or I hate this?
これが嫌いです。
これが嫌いです。
And if we want to turn that into a reason, I dislike this, so I want to eat that.
これが嫌いですから、それを食べたいです。
これが嫌いですから、それを食べたいです。
So, the marker that you use with 嫌い to mark the item that you don't like is が、but when you're using mass verbs, or in this case, we've changed the mass into tai des, you then need to use a different marker. It's the marker of the item that is done to. What is that marker?
Oh.
So when you want to say, I want to eat that, what do you say?
それを食べたいです。
That's right. So although in English, I like and I dislike are verbs, in Japanese they're not. They're actually adjectives. It is likable, it is hateful, and so they work slightly differently to our mass verbs, and we're marking the item with ga instead of o. We learnt to say let's by changing the mass ending to what?
Masho.
And then if you wanted to turn that into a suggestion, shall we?
Masho ka?
So if you want to say, shall we watch, you'd say,
見ましょうか?
And if you wanted to say, shall we watch this,
これを見ましょうか?
これを見ましょうか?
And then, I like, how do we say I like? It is likable.
好きです。
好きです。
And I like this.
これを好きです。
And the marker when we use it was 好きです, because 好き isn't a mass verb. We use a different marker to all, which is?
が.
Good. So, I like this.
これが好きです。
これが好きです。
And if we want to bring in I like this as a reason, how would you say, I like this, so let's watch it?
これが好きですから。見ます。見ましょう。
これが好きですから見ましょう。
And if you want to make that as a suggestion, I like this, so shall we watch it?
これが好きですから見ましょうか。
これが好きですから見ましょうか。
We learnt a marker to link items together or places that belong to each other. So if you wanted to say,A Japanese restaurant, in other words, a restaurant of Japan. How would you say that? Which marker would you need?
No.
And so how would you say a restaurant of Japan? The order will reverse. So if you want to think of it as an apostrophe S, Japan's restaurant, that will give you the order in Japanese.
日本のレストラン。
日本のレストラン。
So how would you say...I like sushi, so let's go to a Japanese restaurant.
Sushi が好きですから、日本のレストランに行きましょう。
Sushi が好きですから、日本のレストランに行きましょう。
The word for Japanese, as in Japanese language.
日本語。
So if you wanted to say, I like Japanese language.
日本語が好きです。
And then if you wanted to use that as a reason, I like Japanese language, so let's speak Japanese.
日本語が好きですから、日本語が。
And if you're thinking about the marker here, actually you've got a choice of two. You can either use the marker which says the item that is done to, or you can use the marker we used by means of.
Oh.日本語で
Let's speak.
Yeah.
And it's Hana and she.
話しましょう。
日本語が好きですから、日本語で話しましょう。
And if you were to use the other marker, so what you've just said is, I like Japanese, so let's speak in Japanese. So if you simply wanted to say, I like Japanese, so let's speak Japanese, what would you say?
日本語が好きですから、日本語を話しましょう。
日本語が好きですから、日本語を話しましょう。
So you're now using the or marker, but either is okay, you're saying the same thing. We've used the word ながら to mean while. So how would you say, I eat while I watch TV?
食べながらテレビを見ます。
食べながらテレビを見ます。
I like sushi, so I'll eat it while I watch TV. We just break that down. I like sushi would be...
Sushi が好きです。
If you want to say I like sushi, therefore...
Sushi が好きですから。
And then I like sushi, so I'll eat it while I watch TV.
Sushi が好きですから。
I'll eat it while I watch TV. No it in Japanese. Yeah.
So just 食べます。
And it's while.
食べがら。
食べ。And you're a little bit missing. 食べ。
食べながら。
I'll watch TV.
テレビを見ます。
寿司が好きですから、食べながらテレビを見ます。
The word for I hate or it's hateful is what?
嫌いです。
I dislike TV. How do you say that?
テレビが嫌いです。
テレビが嫌いです。
So, I dislike TV, so...I'll read a comic book while I eat this. Let's just break that down a little bit. I'll read a comic book while I eat. How do you say that?
漫画を読みながら食べます。
And then if you want to add eat this, I'll read a comic book while I eat this.
漫画を読みながらこれを食べます。
漫画を読みながらこれを食べます。
Now have a go at putting it all together. I dislike TV, so I'll read a comic book while I eat this.
テレビが嫌いですから、漫画を読みながらこれを食べます。
テレビが嫌いですから、漫画を読みながらこれを食べます。
We talked about ながら and how if you want to say something in the past tense, all you change is the final verb. You change it from ます to ました. So how would you say, I read while I drank? The first verb is with ながら and it's the final verb that's the past tense. So I read while I drank. What you're actually saying in Japanese is read while I drank. How would you say that?
飲みながら読みました。
What you've said, which is perfectly acceptable, is that I drink while I read or I drank while I read, but it's fine. In Japanese, that it's simultaneous actions, so it really doesn't matter which verb you put first. So, Mickey.
飲みながら読みました。
Let's talk about what you drank and what you read. So, I...read a book. The word for book is actually within the word for Japan. What was the word for book?
Hon.
Hon. So, I read a book would be...
Hon を読みながら.
You just... Yeah, that's fine. So, while I read a book, I drank beer.
ビールを飲みました。
本を読みながらビールを飲みました。
How would you say I dislike TV?
テレビを kiri desu.
The word for I dislike or I hate is kirai.
Kirai.
Now, kirai is not a mass verb, so the marker we use after terebi.
Terebi ga kirai desu.
Now you're going to give that as your reason. So, I hate TV, therefore.
Terebi ga kirai desu kara.
I hate TV, therefore. I read a book while I drank beer.
Terebi ga kirai desu kara. Hon no yomimasu kara.
What you actually need to do is take away the mas and put in nagara.
Hon no yominagara.
I drank beer.
Biuru wo nomimashita.
Well done.
Terebi ga kirai desu kara. Hon wo yominagara. Biuru wo nomimashita.
And when you say the word beer, we've not used that for a while. A long sound on the I.
Biru.
Let's bring in the words for here, there and over there. What's here?
Koko.
And there?
Soko.
And over there?
Asoko.
Now, we used a marker to link here with places. So we were saying restaurants round here. What was that marker that we used?
Ni.
It wasn't ni, but it...
No.
That's right. The marker ni means to, as in to a place. No links two things together that belong to each other. So you can think of it as an apostrophe S. It might sometimes sound rather strange in English, but the here's restaurants would be the literal meaning of it. But what we're saying in English more naturally is restaurants around here. So how would you say the here's restaurants, restaurants around here?
Koko no restaurant.
And if you wanted to say that you like the restaurants around here, what would you say?
Koko no restaurant ga suki desu.
Koko no restaurant ga suki desu.
How would you say I work?
Shigoto o shimasu.
Shigoto wo shimasu.
And how would you say I ate while working?
Shigoto o shinagara tabemashita.
What you've said, which is fine, is I worked while I ate, but they're simultaneous actions, so that's not a problem.
Shigoto o shinagara tabemashita.
I worked while I ate here. Now, when you talk about the place where an action happens, after the place, which in this case is koko, you need a marker. So it means the place at.
De.
So, I worked while I ate here, or while I ate at here in Japanese. What would you say?
Shigoto o shinagara, koko de tabemashita.
Shigoto o shinagara, koko de tabemashita.
Let's pull all that together now to say, because I like the restaurants around here, I ate here while I worked. English order is I ate here while I worked. But in Japanese, you could say either action first, as long as the final verb is said in the past tense. So, because I like the restaurants around here, I ate here while I worked.
Koko no restoran ga suki desu kara, shigoto o shima...
Yeah.
Shinagara.
Good.
Shigoto o shinagara. Tabemashita.
And I ate here. Here.
Koko de tabemashita.
Well done.
Koko no restoran ga suki desu kara. Shigoto o shinagara. Koko de tabemashita.
We've been using the words like and dislike. Like is suki desu. It's likeable. Dislike actually means hate. Kirai desu. It's hateful. And we've talked about it being quite a strong word and to avoid using it for people. Let's now look at two other words which fit in to the same sentence pattern that we've been using with suki desu, kirai desu. These words are good at something and bad at something. In Japanese, the word for good at is
上手.
上手, an image to help you remember that, is Joe is good at zoology. 上手. So how would you say good at?
上手.
上手.
Now, you use just the same sentence order as you have done for 好きです desu and 嫌いです. So the item that you're good at is followed by a marker, and that marker is
が.
And then you say 上手 and end it with is, which is
desu.
So if you were to say, I am good at golf, you would say
ゴルフが上手です。ゴルフが上手です。
It's worth pointing out here that the Japanese are quite modest, so you tend not to use 上手 about yourself to say I'm good at something, because it can sound quite big-headed. You might say it with your friends, but you probably wouldn't say it in more polite company. How would you say she's good at Japanese? And we'll assume that we know it's she. So how would you say she's good at Japanese?
日本語が.
And remember Joe and zoology?
上手です。日本語が上手です。
And if we want to make it clear that it's she who's good at Japanese, what would you say?
彼女は日本語が上手です。彼女は日本語が上手です。
So what you're actually saying by using that marker wa is, as for her, she's good at Japanese. How would you say he's good at golf?
彼はゴルフが上手です。彼はゴルフが上手です。
In other words, as for him, he's good at golf. And how would you say Mr. Tanaka is good at golf?
Tanaka-san wa gorufu ga jōzu desu.
So that is jōzu, good at. Joe is good at zoology, jōzu. The word for to be bad at is heta. Heta, H-E-T-A.
Heta.
How would you say bad at?
Heta.
Heta.
Now, it's fine to use heta about yourself, because obviously if you're saying you're bad at something, you're not being big-headed. So, how would you say, I'm bad at tennis?
テニスが下手です。テニスが下手です。
And I'm bad at golf.
ゴルフが下手です。ゴルフが下手です。And
I'm bad at this.
これが下手です。これが下手です。Now
let's bring in が, が for but. When we used but before, we use it with time expressions, and we said that the second time expression was highlighted. So we'd say something like, yesterday I went there, but tomorrow I will go to Tokyo. And in this case, we'd say, 昨日そこに行きましたが、明日は東京に行きます. So we were highlighting 明日 with a marker. What was the marker?
わ.
わ. In the same way, when we contrast something that somebody's good at or bad at, or something that they like and they don't like, we need to change the が to the wa for the second item. So I'll illustrate that. If we were to say he's good at golf, but he's bad at tennis, then we would say ゴルフ が上手 ですが、テニスは下手です. So we are underlining the second item, the thing that contrasts with the first item. So it's the tennis that we're contrasting with the golf. So the second が changes to wa. And also, just to point out, as we're now bringing in ga for but, it has a different meaning than the ga you're using as a marker. And actually, in English, we can think of this sentence as sounding like, at golf, he's good, but as for tennis, he's bad. So again, we can think of this wa as highlighting, and you could even say in English, as for. So how would you say, he's good at tennis, but as for golf, he's bad?
彼はテニスが上手ですが、ゴルフは下手です。
Good.
彼はテニスが上手ですが、ゴルフは下手です。
And if you want to talk about your languages, how did we say Japanese language?
日本語。No, 日本語。
And French language? French?
フランス語。
Okay, so how would you say, she's bad at Japanese, but she's good at French? In other words, she's bad at Japanese, but as for French, she's good at it.
彼女は日本語が下手ですが、フランス語は上手です。
彼女は日本語が下手ですが、フランス語は上手です。
So far, all the verbs you know are action verbs. But if we want to just say that something exists, then there are two very useful verbs in Japanese. The first of these is
います.
This verb is used to talk about people or animals and to say that they exist. The second verb is
あります.
Now, this is used with what we call inanimate objects. That's objects which don't breathe. Furniture, vehicles, really everything that isn't a person or an animal. So, if someone asks you, for you, does a mobile phone exist? What they'd be saying is, do you have a mobile phone? Is there a mobile phone? And then if you want to specify that you have friends, friends exist for you, or you have a mobile, then you use the marker ga after the item that you're talking about. So if friends exist, or you have friends, you would say 友達がいます. And if a mobile phone exists for you, or you have a mobile phone, you would say 携帯があります. So how would you say they exist if you're talking about people or animals?
います。
います。
And if you wanted to say it exists, if you're talking about an inanimate object?
あります。
あります。
And then if you want to specify the item that exists or that you have or the people that exist, you use the marker が. So if you wanted to say friends exist, I have friends, what would you say?
友達があります。 Sorry, 友達がいます。
And you wouldn't use あります。 Why in this situation?
Because it's for inanimate objects.
Right, and friends breathe.
友達がいます。
And if you wanted to say a mobile phone exists, you have a mobile phone.
携帯があります。
携帯があります。
And, of course, you have already used this marker ga. You used it with like and hate, good at and bad at, to mark up the item. The word for parents, what was it?
両親.
And if you want to say, parents exist, I have parents, what would you say?
両親がいます.
両親がいます.
And if you wanted to say, she has parents, we know you're talking about she, so you're simply saying parents exist, but somebody else's parents, what would you say?
ご両親がいます。
ご両親がいます。
And if you wanted to say, you have a Japanese friend, so a Japan's friend, what would you say?
Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu.
Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu.
The word for work. What was that?
Shigoto shimasu.
Good. And if you just wanted to say the noun,
shigoto.
Work, shigoto. And if you then wanted to say work exists, in other words, I have work, what would you say?
Shigoto ga arimasu.
Shigoto ga arimasu.
We can also be specific and say I have friends or he has friends by putting those words for I and he at the beginning. And what we're actually saying is, as we did with suki desu and kirai desu, we're saying, as for me, work exists. I have work. So what marker would we use as for me?
Watashi wa.
So how would you say, as for me, work exists. As for me, I have work.
Watashi wa shigoto ga arimasu.
Watashi wa shigoto ga arimasu.
And if you wanted to say, as for him, what would you say?
Kare wa.
So, how would you say, as for him, work exists?
Kare wa shigoto ga imasu.
And it's...
Arimasu.
Good.
Kare wa shigoto ga arimasu.
Because, of course, shigoto is an inanimate thing. And what we're actually saying in natural English is, I have work, he has work. Let's go back to imasu for people and animals. How would you say friends exist? I have friends.
Tomodachi ga imasu.
Tomodachi ga imasu.
And if you want to specify that it's I who has friends, as for me, friends exist.
Watashi wa tomodachi ga imasu.
Watashi wa tomodachi ga imasu.
As for him, friends exist. In other words, he has friends, would be...
Kare wa tomodachi ga imasu.
Kare wa tomodachi ga imasu.
You know how to ask questions in Japanese. You add something to the end of the sentence. What is that word that you add?
Ka.
Right. So if you wanted to ask, does she have work, what would you say?
Kanojo wa shigoto ga imasu ka?
And work is inanimate?
Oh, arimasu ka.
Kanojo wa shigoto ga arimasu ka?
So you're actually saying literally, for her, does work exist? And if you wanted to ask, does she have Japanese friends, how would you say that?
Kanojo wa Nihon no tomodachi ga arimasu ka?
And friends, are they...
Imasu ka.
Good.
Kanojo wa Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu ka?
The word for reservation in Japanese is...
Yoyaku.
So, how would you say reservation?
Yoyaku.
Yoyaku.
And if you wanted to say a reservation exists, in other words, have a reservation, how would you say that?
Yoyaku ga arimasu.
Yoyaku ga arimasu.
And if you then wanted to extend that and say, as for me, a reservation exists.
Watashi wa koyaku ga...
The sound is yoyaku.
Oh.
Yoyaku.
Yoyaku ga arimasu.
Good.
Watashi wa yoyaku ga arimasu.
And how would you say she has a reservation? And what you're saying literally is, for her, a reservation exists.
Kanojo wa yoyaku ga arimasu.
Kanojo wa yoyaku ga arimasu.
You want to talk about a hotel reservation. In Japanese, what you're saying is a hotel's reservation. You're using an apostrophe S. What is the equivalent of the apostrophe S in Japanese?
No.
Good. So if you wanted to say a hotel reservation, you would say...
Hotelu no yoyaku.
And then if you wanted to say, I have a hotel reservation, in other words, a hotel reservation exists, we don't need to say I, we'll just assume that you know that at the moment. So a hotel reservation exists.
Hotelu no yoyaku ga arimasu.
Hotelu no yoyaku ga arimasu.
And then if you want to say, he has a hotel reservation, so as for him, a hotel reservation exists.
Kare wa hotelu no yoyaku ga arimasu.
Good.
Kare wa hotelu no yoyaku ga arimasu.
When we want to give a reason, what is the word that means therefore or because?
Kara.
Kara. And let's also recap on saying I want to. What is the ending? You take away the mas, and how do you say I want to?
Taides.
If you want to say I want to eat.
Tabetaides.
And you want to eat here.
Koko de tabetaides.
So the marker that we need, I want to eat at here, koko de. So how would you say, I want to eat here because I have a reservation?
Yoyaku ga arimasu kara, koko de tabetai desu.
Yoyaku ga arimasu kara, koko de tabetai desu.
Notice that the order in English is exactly opposite to the order in Japanese. I asked you to say, I want to eat here because I have a reservation. But in Japanese, you give the reason first. The reason is, I have a reservation. You then say the result. So I want to eat here. How do you say, I go?
Ikimasu.
And if you then want to say the negative, I don't go or I will not go.
Ikimasen.
And I will not go there. Or I will not go to there.
Soko ni ikimasen.
Now, how would you say, I have work? As for me, work exists.
Watashi wa shigoto ga akimasu.
Ari.
Arimasu.
Watashi wa shigoto ga arimasu.
Now you're going to pull those two things together and say, I will not go there because I have work.
Soko ni.
Before you start,
oh,
the
other
order
way around.
Is going to be the other way around in Japanese. Mm. You're giving your reason first, and the reason is because I have work. I will not go there because I have work.
Shigoto ga arimasu kara. Koko ni.
And you're saying there rather than here.
Soko ni. I will not go. Ikimasen.
Good.
Shigoto ga arimasu kara, soko ni ikimasen.
You didn't say watashi wa, which, as long as we know who we're talking about, we don't need. What is the word for mobile phone in Japanese?
Keitai.
And if you want to say, he has a mobile phone, in other words, as for him, a mobile phone exists. How would you say that?
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu.
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu.
And how do you say I phone? I make a phone call.
Watashi wa denwa o shimasu.
Watashi wa denwa o shimasu.
Now you're going to bring those together to give a reason and a result. You're going to say, I will phone him because he has a mobile. How would you say that? Think about what is your reason and what is the result. I will phone him because he has a mobile.
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu kara denwa o shimasu.
Now, because the first part of the sentence is talking about him, but the second part is talking about what I am going to do. In this case, you need to say both kare and watashi because you've changed to a different person. So what do you need to add to that to make it clear who is doing what?
Watashi wa denwa o shimasu.
So do you want to do the whole thing? I will phone him because he has a mobile.
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu kara watashi wa denwa o shimasu.
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu kara watashi wa denwa o shimasu.
Now to make it clear, at the moment, watashi wa denwa o shimasu means I will phone, but it's not clear that you're going to phone him. How did we say that we phoned somebody? We use the marker. What you actually say in Japanese is, I will phone to him. Which marker did we use?
Kare ni.
Kare ni. So now you're going to say, I will phone to him.
Kare ni denwa o shimasu.
Kare ni denwa o shimasu.
So let's put all that together now. I will phone him. In other words, in Japanese, to him I will phone. I will phone him because he has a mobile.
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu kara. Watashi wa kare ni denwa o shimasu.
Kare wa keitai ga arimasu kara. Watashi wa kare ni denwa o shimasu.
The word to speak in Japanese, how do you say that? We had hana and she.
Hanashimasu.
And if you want to say, I speak Japanese, there's actually two ways of saying that. You can say, I speak in Japanese or I speak Japanese. How would you say, I speak Japanese?
Nihongo de hanashimasu.
Nihongo de hanashimasu.
And how would you say, I have Japanese friends?
Tomodachi.
When you think about the order, try and, even though it sometimes sounds strange in English, think where the apostrophe S would go. So you're actually talking about Japan's friends. We wouldn't say that, of course, but that's how it works in Japanese.
Nihon no.
That's right.
Nihon no tomodachi o. No.
You're going to be talking about that they exist.
Oh, ga then.
Yeah.
Nihon no tomodachi ga.
They exist.
Arimasu.
Arimasu is the one for objects that don't breathe. So.
Oh, just imasu.
Yeah. Do you want to say that again then? So Japanese friends exist.
Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu.
Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu.
So we've had Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu, and we've also had Nihongo de hanashimasu. Let's put those together and say, I will speak Japanese because I have Japanese friends. Again, work out what the reason is and what the result is.
Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu kara.
I will speak in Japanese.
Nihongo.
By means of Japanese.
Nihongo de hanashimasu.
Well done.
Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu kara. Nihongo de hanashimasu.
How do you say she will go to Japan?
Kanojo wa Nihon ni ikimasu.
Kanojo wa Nihon ni ikimasu.
Now you're going to bring in a reason. She will go to Japan because she has Japanese friends. How would you say that?
Kanojo wa Nihon no tomodachi ga arimasu kara.
And if you use arimasu, you're talking
imasu
about...
kara.
Good. Do you want to start from the beginning?
Kanojo wa Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu kara. Nihon ni ikimasu.
彼女は日本の友達がいますから日本に行きます。Because
you've got two parts to that sentence, it would also be okay to say, Nihon no tomodachi ga imasu kara, kanojo wa nihon ni ikimasu. So the kanojo wa could come in the second part. How would you say I have work? We want to make it clear that it's as for me, work exists.
Watashi wa shigoto shimasu.
That's a lovely sentence and it means I work. But you're saying I have work, so work exists.
Watashi wa shigoto ga imasu.
Shigoto doesn't breathe.
Oh, it's animate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watashi wa shigoto ga arimasu.
Watashi wa shigoto ga arimasu.
How do you say I play tennis?
Tenisu wo shimasu.
Tenisu wo shimasu.
And if you say I don't play tennis?
Tenisu wo shimasen.
Tenisu wo shimasen.
So now you're going to put that together and say, I will not play tennis because I have work.
Shigoto ga arimasu kara. Tenisu wo shimasen.
Good.
Shigoto ga arimasu kara. Tenisu wo shimasen.
The word for but is
ga.
Ga. So if you wanted to say, I have work today, but no work tomorrow, what you'd be saying is, today, as for me, work exists, but tomorrow, highlighting tomorrow as your contrast, work does not exist. How do you think you're going to say does not exist? You've got arimasu. How are we going to say it does not exist. I do not have it.
Arimasen.
Arimasen.
So, how would you say, I have work today, but I don't have work tomorrow?
Kyō watashi wa shigoto ga arimasu ga. Ashita wa shigoto ga arimasen.
Kyō watashi wa 仕事がありますが、明日は仕事がありません。And
because we already know that you're talking about work, you've said it in the first part of the sentence, 仕事, you don't have to repeat it for the second part of the sentence. So you could simply say, 今日私は仕事がありますが、明日はありません。 How do you say every week?
毎週.
And how did you say last week? And it was the sensible shoes.
先週.
And next week?
来週.
Right, and the word for this evening is?
今晚.
Now, if I tell you that the 今 part means this, what do you expect this week to be?
今週.
今週.
So how would you say, I have work this week, but not next week? In other words, this week, as for me, work exists, but next week, it doesn't exist. So I have work this week, but not next week.
今週 仕事が 今週ありますが 明日
We're saying next week.
来週は
I don't have it. It doesn't exist.
So I don't say 仕事 again?
You don't need to because we now understand it. It's not wrong if you do say it again.
Okay.
You don't need to.
来週は あります.
And it doesn't?
ありません. 来週は ありません.
Well done.
今週仕事がありますが、来週はありません。And
if we pull back in reservation, what was the word for reservation?
ようやく。Good.
So how would you say, I have a reservation this week, but not next week?
今週 予約がありますか？来週はありません。
Good.
今週予約がありますが、来週はありません。
If you want to be more specific, for example, if you want to say, I have friends in London, in other words, friends exist in London, then you need to put a marker after the place. The marker that you use is ni. You already know ni in a different context. We use ni to mean to in the direction that you're going to, or if you're phoning two friends. So this ni has a different usage. You're using it specifically with arimas and imas to say that friends exist in London. The phone exists in the hotel. So if you want to say friends exist in London, which naturally in English we would say I have friends in London, you would say London ni tomodachi ga imasu. If you wanted to say I have friends in Japan, what would you say?
Nihon ni tomodachi ga arimasu. Imasu.
Imasu. Good.
Nihon ni tomodachi ga imasu.
So you're saying the place where they exist, followed by ni, and then tomodachi ga imasu. So if you were to say, I have friends in New York, in other words, in New York, friends exist, what would you say?
New York ni tomodachi ga imasu.
New York ni tomodachi ga imasu.
I don't understand how with the London ni you would know whether it's different from before, like to London. I thought you were going to add the ni to the imasu.
First of all, the marker always follows the item. So you put the marker after the item, after the noun or after the place. If you followed London ni with ikimasu, then you would know that it means go to London. So in that case, the meaning of ni is to go to a destination. But we're not talking about any kind of action here. With arimasu and imasu, we're simply talking about existence. It's probably easier to think that there are two markers. They're both ni, but they have completely different functions. So the ni that you use with ikimasu means to go to a place. But the ni that you're using with arimasu and imasu means that something is at a place or someone is at a place. So it's a very, very specific usage with arimasu and imasu. If you wanted to be specific and say, as for me, friends exist in London, in other words, I have friends in London, what would you say?
私はロンドンに友達があります。
And would you say arimasu for friends?
友達がいます。
Because they're animate, they breathe.
私はロンドンに友達がいます。
And if you wanted to say, as for him, he has friends in Japan. So as for him, in Japan, friends exist. What would you say?
彼は日本に友達がいます。
彼は日本に友達がいます。
Which verb do we use with the inanimate objects?
あります。
So if you want to say, in the hotel a phone exists, with arimasu and imasu,When you specify the place, it's important that the place is said first and then the item ga arimasu. So in this case, the order isn't flexible. So it's the place, then the item, then arimasu. So in the hotel, there is a phone. How would you say that?
Hotelu ni denwa ga arimasu.
Hotelu ni denwa ga arimasu.
And if you want to be specific and say, he has a phone, what would you say?
彼は 電話があります。
彼は電話があります。
And if you want to say he has a phone at home, what was the word for home?
Uchi.
So, how would you say he has a phone at home? In other words, as for him, a phone exists at home.
彼は電話が
And we need to say the place first, before the phone.
Oh, right, okay. So, 彼はうちで
Our at here. Now, it's a good point that you've brought up, the de, because we've used de at with action verbs, but with arimas and imas, we use ni. The marker is different. There's no action involved.
彼はうちに電話が
Well done.
彼はうちに電話があります。